USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Nearly 50,000 UA workers are going on strike against General Motors.
UAW! Who are we?
UAW!
That protest in Bowling Green, Kentucky. There are growing talks going on between the company and the union. Jeremy Acevedo of Edmunds.com.
If these labor negotiations do continue for quite a while, shoppers then can expect to see choices go down, maybe looking for a model that they have their heart set on that's just not going to be available.
More problems in the aftermath of that drone attack at Saudi oil facilities. The president tweeted he was awaiting verification from the Saudis as to who's to blame for the attacks. He also said he'd wait to hear from Riyadh under what terms we should proceed. The president has authorized the use of a strategic petroleum reserve to stabilize global oil supply and the price at the pump. This is USA Radio News.
Would you take $100 and throw 80 of it away? If you're taking drugstore vitamin tablets, that's exactly what you're doing, because 80% of those tablets are not being absorbed. Hi, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, creator of Texas Superfood. Many of you take Texas Superfood daily and feel great. But some people tell us they just don't like the taste of green powder or they have a problem swallowing capsules. That's why we created our new line of great-tasting liquid supplements. Go to texassuperfood.com/liquid. From multivitamins to products for energy, sleep, joint care, and more, our liquid supplements offer the highest absorption rates available anywhere, up to 96%. Imagine waking up after a great night's sleep feeling rested and ready to handle the day with endless energy and clarity. Stop wasting your money on drugstore vitamin tablets that don't work. Get absorbable liquid nutrition from the name you trust, Texas Superfood. Visit texassuperfood.com/liquid to get 20% off. Go to texassuperfood.com/liquid. Go to texassuperfood.com/liquid now.
Top congressional Democratic leaders are lobbying the president to support strengthening gun background checks. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul on CNN's State of the Union.
You have to keep the same constitutional burdens that you're innocent until proven guilty. You can't flip it and say to the person, oh, you have to prove that you're not a criminal.
Democratic presidential hopeful Beto O'Rourke appeared on NBC's Meet the Press. He says ramping up gun restrictions can be done in ways which respect the Second Amendment.
This is constitutionally sound. This is absolutely necessary if we care about the lives of our fellow Americans.
In Duluth, Minnesota, authorities say a fire that destroyed a historic synagogue last week doesn't appear to have been a hate crime. Police Chief Mike Tuscan.
We don't have an indication that there was a motive of hate in this. It may change, but today, at this date and time, we can't say that this was motivated by hate.
A suspect was arrested on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
There's a new poll asking people how they feel about climate change. USA's Chris Barnes has the results.
The new CBS poll finds nearly two-thirds of Americans say they're worried about climate change. It finds 36% of the people surveyed say climate change is a serious problem. 28% say it's a crisis. 20% in the survey said it's only a minor problem. And 16% told the pollsters climate change isn't a problem at all. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
On Wednesday, there'll be a national prayer service to remember all of the people lost to Hurricane Dorian. Meanwhile, aid from the U.S. is being distributed to those in need. John Clemens reports.
There are no fully operational hospitals in the Bahamas left devastated by the hurricane that began September 1st with 185 mile-per-hour winds. Meanwhile, one facility has been set up by Samaritan's Purse, providing care to 100 patients a day. Mark Green of the U.S. Agency for International Development gives us an update on his team.
This team on the ground is providing urgently needed aid, including basic food, shelter, and health support. USAID is working across the interagency, including with Health and Human Services and the U.S. Northern Command and U.S. Coast Guard for logistical support and to augment search and rescue operations.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.